You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Everyone, it's your daily 10-minute business and finance news wrap for this Monday, the 19th of April 2021. The Australian share market is now only 1.2% away from reaching an all-time record high. That record high reached back in late February, just before the nationwide lockdowns because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Today, the 200 added 0.03%. Only 2 points higher, 7,065. So the market treading cautiously. It is still, though, a fresh 13-month high. Tech stocks, though, came under pressure. Resource stocks were mostly higher. The banks were mixed. And the best performer on the 200 was Sims Metal, up 9%, thanks to a positive trading update. For more on the day's market action, I spoke earlier with George Baboris. He's the head of research at K2 Asset Management. George, the market's trading sideways today, a little bit stronger as we edge closer towards the close. Why?
Look, market's just digesting last week's strong economic data globally, the ongoing US stimulus that's going to be rolling out in the years ahead, that infrastructure budget, and also the quarterly earnings coming out of the US. So good economic landscape, how long will the stimulus remain, and just digesting that at the moment. So conditions are good.
We're about 100 points away from a record. What will it take to get there, and then what?
Yeah, good question. Always sentiment, the confidence. At the end of the day, you're buying future earnings. So business sentiment's improving. You really need that household sentiment to start being a bit more persistently improving as well. And again, it's a little bit of an uneven recovery. I mean, equity markets are up over 50% at most equity indices around the world over the past year. So the more even the recovery, the better the sentiment will pick up. And again, there's a lot of pent-up demand in the household sector.
Okay, so how important, though, is the vaccine rollout to markets, especially given Australia's, you know, on a slower path with the rollout compared to many other parts in the world?
Yeah, without a doubt, it's a very cautious rollout in Australia. And vaccine rollouts around the world are going at various rates, of course, and that obviously speeds up the economies coming back online. So it is a sentiment driver. So that's without a doubt. So for the foreseeable future, Australians obviously stuck in their bubbles, but nevertheless, a smoother vaccine rollout without a doubt would be a positive sentiment driver, and people just sit back and watch what's happening overseas. Obviously, there's supply constraints with the various vaccines, and they just have to work through that.
George, I guess the big news story of the day is the start of this Australia-New Zealand travel bubble. How is that being reflected in the markets?
It's not been reflected immediately now, but it's very important. The pent-up demand is extraordinary. There's over $50 billion that Australians spend before the pandemic on an annualised basis. They've been staying in Australia. They had to ski in Australia. They went to far north Queensland as well. Now you can go over across the Tasman. It's an important driver of expanding travel earnings in the leisure centre for hotels as well. Again, it comes down to sentiment. So the travel bubble will be a big driver. And you'll see a lot of Australians heading over to across the Tasman for ski season. But this is an important first step that they've been waiting since October of last year.
Another big corporate story of the day is this huge lithium merger between Orocobre and Galaxy Resources. How significant is it?
Yeah, massive in the lithium space. Very quickly, lithium obviously needed for battery storage. The demand for battery storage is improving. And very quickly, lithium prices have been falling from those highs in 2017 when lithium production was well above a demand for batteries and electrical vehicles. You've seen this resurgence of the lithium price over the past 6 months. At the same time, Orocobre and Galaxy to merge, lower cost synergies, and they get supply of lithium in both geographies of Argentina and Western Australia. So it makes a lot of sense. And it's a good play for both Orocobre and Galaxy and shareholders.
And finally, on that merger and acquisition theme, Crown Resorts, it's received a preliminary $3 billion proposal essentially from a private equity company to basically buy James Packer's 37% share in the company. But how do you see all of this playing out?
Yeah, I've seen it a number of different ways, many moving parts, and very challenging for the chair, Helen Kernan, as Helen's got to negotiate through the regulatory minefield here. But at the backdrop, you've got Blackstone, you've got the very big US behemoth giant alternative manager. They manage over 800 billion Australian globally. They want to buy the asset. Oaktree, they're a bit on the clever side. They like debt and equity, and they're obviously coming in with a potential solution, not direct, indirect, for that Packer stake of that entity. But the way to look at it is it potentially gives Packer optionality going forward for a higher price. Again, it doesn't look like they're linked directly. And that's an important thing for the Packer camp, given that at $12 or just under, this is a very cheap asset for the quality that's there. And the way to look at it for Australians is that you've got both Blackstone and Oaktree, two American firms looking to invest and buy the asset. It's a quality asset that can grow its earnings going forward. So this may give optionality to CPH and therefore the Packer sort of entity.
And that is SBS On The Money for this Monday to start the working week. I'm Ricardo Gonsalves. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at BusinessRicardo.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. Content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.